Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. You can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Today is May 11th, 2016. The markets were down today, and that's about all I'm going to say about that. Last week, we talked about what you don't know might hurt you. That's especially true for women. So tonight we're going to discuss financial planning considerations, especially for women, and empowering you to make those special financial planning considerations. We are taking listeners' questions as well this evening. We are live. You can call into the studio. Lori is here to answer your calls. Lori Catanzaro, that is. And she'll take down your information, ask you to mute your radio so we can talk without the delay to confuse folks. So while we do typically have a topic each week, we do still take questions off topic as well. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. The number is 610-758-8810. I also want to start off the show tonight, in particular since we're talking about financial planning considerations for women, a wonderful event that's coming up in the Lehigh Valley. So I think it's appropriate to highlight this, which is the Women's Summit. And in the studio with me this evening are co-chairs of the Women's Summit, Kelly Shando and Tina Hasselbusch, to discuss what can be expected and who should attend. And let me just go through some of their accomplishments so you have an idea of the powerhouse behind the people who put this event together and what can be expected as we go through the first bit of the show. After we're done talking about this, we will move into talking about some financial planning considerations for women, which may also apply to men as well. So we have Tina Hasselbusch, who's a graduate of Temple University and Drexel University, where she earned an MBA. She's the Director of Marketing and Communications for ASR Media Productions, a woman-owned and managed video and television production company located in Bethlehem. ASR Media co-producers several PBS 39 programs and is the team behind the Emmy-winning The Peak TV, which is seen every Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. on WFMZ Channel 69. I also want to give a shout out to Ashley Rousseau, who's so accomplished in our community. So hello, Ashley. Tina is also the president and owner of Pac Atlantic, a marine signal and industrial lighting distribution company. She's very active with Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and is a board member of the Women's Business Council as vice president of marketing for the group, among other affiliations. She joins us today as co-chair of the 2016 and 2017 Lehigh Valley Women's Summit. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. We're excited to hear more about it, but I have to now introduce Kelly. Kelly Shando is a graduate of Temple University, where she earned her bachelor's degree in broadcasting, telecommunications, and mass media. So Jeff, she's going to be right at home with us tonight. During her time at Temple, she worked at MyPhil 17 and MTV Networks, and upon graduation, accepted her first job at Philadelphia's Comcast Center, working for NBC Sports Group. Kelly began working at United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley in 2010 and is currently Assistant Director of Leadership Giving, where she fosters and develops relationships with leadership donors. Kelly has received a number of awards and most recently will be honored as a Lehigh Valley Business 40 Under 40 winner this June. She is very involved in community nonprofits. She is a current board member on the Women's Business Council for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and co-chairwoman for the 2016 and 2017 Lehigh Valley Women's Summit. My goodness.
Thank wow. you so much,
such,
Lori.
Such accomplished people. So I want to talk about what is going on with the Women's Summit. So maybe one of you could lead us off. Tina, you're going to lead us off on maybe the history and the organizations involved.
I would love to, yes. The Lehigh Valley Women's Summit, we are in our 12th year of the summit, and it is co-sponsored by three organizations, very strong women's organizations here in the Valley. The Women's Business Council, which is a mission council of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Also, the Women's Leadership Council of the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, as well as Cedar Crest College. So talk about powerhouses. I mean, you know, when you're talking women's groups in the Lehigh Valley, those are the ultimate. So we've all joined together to bring this fantastic event to the Valley. It's 600 women strong every year. We have amazing keynotes that have joined us in the past. I'm not going to talk too much about who's coming yet. We'll save that for later. But we've had keynotes from Gloria Steinem to Marlo Thomas, Piper Kerman, Kathy Najimy. So it's really just a great way to spend an entire day to feel empowered, to feel good about what we're doing here in the Valley and beyond, and to just meet and network with other women who can empower you right back and raise you up. That's what we all love to do.
So when you're talking about this organization, that history, those keynote speakers, so empowering, are there are specific topics that they talk about for women? Who are the women who are attending this? Who are the women who should come to this event?
Sure, absolutely. Primarily, I mean, there's no really blanket, just these particular women. Any woman who is feeling like she might like to take on something new, try something a little different, maybe would like to do something different in her career, or just feels like she loves her job, but I'm going to take it to the next level. It really fits anything. It's a broad scope. We offer breakout sessions during the day that touch on any number of topics, from emotional intelligence, you know, how to communicate with people, marketing, branding yourself, which is such an important talent these days. It's so important to know your own brand, to own it. We also talk about, have topics rather to choose from the breakouts.
We have Lori joining us for a breakout session.
That is
true. Finance, of course.
Yes, absolutely. As well as leaders here in the Valley who can talk to what they've done, where they've been, how they've come up, and how they've done it. That's so important to sort of learn from them.
Yeah, it's really about bringing all women throughout the Lehigh Valley together. We're really breaking out of that box or that, you know, breaking beyond that glass ceiling that we so frequently talk about. It's for all women of different stages of their life, different careers, different industries, and really, you know, collaborating together, meeting one another, learning best practices from one another, and really empowering each other. I mean, when one of us is successful, we're all successful. So we really need to inspire one another to continue to do what we're doing and get out of that box.
One of the things that I found, I've gone a couple times. So the first time, I think I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. And then you get there and you just find all of these people and you end up realizing that some of your friends might be there and maybe you hadn't chatted in a while and all of a sudden you're faced with that. But there's a lot of great energy. And so I think that that's really empowering. And I have to tell a little secret. I went last year, was Marlo Thomas, and I bought her book. And that book is still sitting on a table I have in my bedroom, right on top. And it's, I think it's like, it ain't over till it's over kind of a thing.
I think so.
And it talks about the stories that different women have had and how they can accomplish anything. And it doesn't matter what age. So when we look at, you know, who should attend, prior attendees, because just because you went once before doesn't mean you're not going to get
always
some
different.
New information
exactly.
this
always
time.
Always different.
Any age, because
we're always growing and learning.
Yeah, we need encouragement at any age, so I appreciate that. What I want to do, you guys, is we're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, let's talk about some samples of the breakout session. You mentioned that 600 people attend, so I imagine you have to have quite an array of breakout sessions, which probably speak to any number of interests that women may have regarding, as you said, business or just maybe
personal growth,
right? So let's talk about some of those examples when we come back, and then we want to hear about where it is, must be Cedar Crest College, I'm thinking.
It's a surprise.
Very well located. When and times and how people find out more information about it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And we are back. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. Tonight, we're actually going to be talking about financial planning considerations, especially for women. And I thought it particularly important and relevant to also highlight a big event that we have here in the Lehigh Valley, especially for women, and that is the Women's Summit. And I have the co-chairs of the event this year, Kelly Shando and Tina Hasselbusch, here to talk about it. So, Tina and Kelly, why don't you just let us see your passion and energy around the summit and tell us what else we can expect, what people can expect, and give us some ideas of kind of the breakout sessions, and then where they find out more information.
So tell you a little bit about the day, how it runs, because you had mentioned, I remember when I first went and I didn't know what to expect. So here's what you can expect. You arrive nice and early in the morning, as you mentioned, to Cedar Crest College. We like to kick it off with networking. So you register and you'll network and you'll see other people like you said, Lori, that you've known and I remember and we were here. And so it's a great time to sort of catch up with other people and kind of, you know, get used to the situation. And then we kick it off. I will mention just in passing that our MC again this year is Ashley Russo.
Thank you,
yes.
Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. She's great. And it's very dynamic. So we kick it right off and we have a Women in the Lead panel, which will start off with women CEOs and executives here in the Valley. And we'll have a great back and forth panel with them. And then we'll have our morning keynote. I will talk about Dr. Jen Welter. Dr. Jen Welter is the first NFL coach, female NFL coach. So that's very exciting. We have our hashtag this year is Power Redefined. And I think she fits that perfectly because she sort of is a great, strong woman in a man's world. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. So we're very excited to welcome Jen as our morning keynote. And we have some other fun things that happen in the morning, Kelly.
Yeah. So, you know, we have our first breakout sessions. We have 8 total breakout sessions throughout the day. We'll have 4 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. And they really range between, you know, branding yourself, marketing, finance, keeping your competitive edge. Really, if there's no reward without risk. So we talk about that. And of course, philanthropy, giving back. You know, you get so much both personally and professionally. So we have a great panel lined up for that. Also positive psychology. And we have 2 emotional intelligence opportunities. And Lori, again, thank you so much for leading one of our breakout sessions. We're so excited to have you to really talk about maximizing that opportunity in the second half of your career. It's okay to make some changes at any point in your career and your own personal life. And so we thank you for leading that conversation. And then, of course, you know, we have our lunch and open networking, and we are so excited about our afternoon keynote, Judy Smith. She is known as the Washington, D.C. fixer, and she's actually the inspiration behind the hit TV show Scandal. And, you know, she always talks about turning crisis into opportunity. And I think we can really look at that in a lot of different ways and put that into our own lives and everyday work. But she's the founder and president of Smith & Company. It's a leading strategic and crisis communications firm in D.C. She's best known in media circles for her expertise in crisis management. She serves as a consultant for a lot of high-profile celebrity and entertainment clients.
I'm hoping we get some juice, a little bit of dirt. I don't know, maybe.
I hope so. But yeah, she is just fabulous. And so you look at Dr. Jen Welter and you look at Judy Smith, and here we have 2 women that are clearly in the middle of 2
very male-dominated industries, and they are not fearful at all about being that only female in the room and really letting their voice be heard. So I think we're really going to hear some great things from them and really leave inspired and empowered to take on whatever it is that's in front of us when we leave that door that day. So it's really exciting. We have some really great sponsors throughout the day, too. So thank you.
We
have to say thank you to them, because this event would not be possible without them. So
yes.
Tina, if you want to...
Yep. We've got our major sponsors for the event, Capital Blue Cross, who is, and the wonderful Ann Baum, who really always supports so many women efforts that happen here in the Valley. And also AmeriGaVen, our good friend Victor Salicetti from AmeriGaVen. He will handle all of the beautiful staging and lighting and videos and everything that we have go on during the day. And Snyder and Wiles PC, and that is our friend Gladys Wiles. Everyone's shaking their head because we love Gladys. She is such a proponent, and she is the strongest woman. She's just a really, really great asset to the whole Valley, so we're super excited to have her on as well. Something else that we do that I don't want to forget about is we award scholarships, which is a very important cornerstone of what all of these three groups that put on the Women's Summit every year do. The Women's Business Council, Women's Leadership Council, as well as Cedar Crest College, we all benefit from offering these scholarships to women. So this year
I do also want to thank Fasun Buberneck offering up her STEM scholarship. And this year, for the first year, she's offering two. She's always given one main scholarship for STEM, and she's decided to give two out this year. So thank you, Fasun. She's the CEO of ET&T over in Bethlehem.
Thank you for remembering. That was good. Yeah, she's terrific as well. And we love all of their support. So there will be 11 high school. Yes, 11 high school young women will benefit from these scholarships that are awarded, as well as two lifelong learners will also benefit from the scholarships that will be awarded on this day. So we're very excited. And that is, again, that's a very important mission that all three of us take very dearly. So we're excited about that.
So you don't want to miss this event. If you are a female in the Lehigh Valley, around the Lehigh Valley, this is where you want to be on June 7th. Please go to the website and purchase your ticket now. It's at www.lehighvalleywomen.com. Or, of course, you can always call the Danielle Joseph that we all know at the Chamber. I don't know how she does it all, but she does. And her number, should we give her number out?
Should we give her cell number?
We should.
No. We would.
But just come to the website.
No.
And everything's there.
But her number, in case you have a pen and paper, it's 484-226-0128. And that's Danielle Joseph. She is at the Chamber. She's our fearless leader. And she keeps it all together. But also, we have a beautiful website where you can find so much more information about the breakouts. And so please join us. We look forward to seeing you.
And again, the website is www.lehighvalleywomen.com.
All right, you guys, I really appreciate you coming in. That was wonderful. Lots of enthusiasm and passion around all that. And that is just an example of what you'll feel if you come to the summit. It really is exciting. It's a great event, a great day. And it's amazing to me how many accomplished women we see at the event, and the speakers and the breakout session people, but not just them. It's the people that you're sitting at the table with.
That's so
and
true.
Everyone makes you feel welcome as well. So if you're someone who is new to the Lehigh Valley or has not attended before, or maybe your friends aren't going, you can still go. So check out that website, see if you can come, and make yourself empowered and introduce yourself to people when you get there. And it's just a wonderful event. And we're lucky to have it in the Lehigh Valley. And also, they usually run a video of the scholarship winners or the girls at the college.
There
and it
are
could
videos.
Be very emotional, too.
Yes.
It's just wonderful seeing people empowered, as we all should be. But sometimes women, we feel like we have to work at it a little bit harder than the guys.
What?
So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you
okay.
so very much.
Women's Summit, folks. And that is on June 7th at Cedar Crest College. And it's an all-day event, basically. Okay? All right. Thank you very much. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will continue our discussion on financial planning considerations, especially for women. Be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
And welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. I have had people in the studio. We were just talking about the Women's Summit, which is taking place on June 7th at Cedar Crest College. And that is the combination of organizations of the Chamber, the United Way, of the Greater Lehigh Valley, and Cedar Crest College. So we thank them for being the impetus behind that as well. You can find more information about that on their website, which I don't have in front of me right now, but we heard it in a few minutes ago. Let's talk now a little bit about financial planning considerations for women. And if you have questions, you can give us a call at 610-758-8810. I am live on air. You can talk live on air with me. If you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can give your question to Lori in the studio, and she'll write it down and she'll bring it into me. That's Lori C. And the phone number is 610-758-8810. So when we talk about financial planning considerations for women, why is that special? And actually, in many respects, it's the same kind of financial planning considerations that men have, for the most part. The differences lie in a few areas. So I'm going to cover some of that. But women have other considerations, such as longer life expectancy. Sometimes they're the sandwich generation. They're taking care of parents. They're taking care of children. So that's why we want to kind of highlight some financial planning considerations, particularly for women. One of my favorite things to do when I get ready for a show is to see what kind of free information is out there. So one of the things I looked for is, websites, things that would, in this case, be particularly of interest to women. And one of the things that I did find was something called the 5 money myths that get smart women in trouble. And I can go over that in a minute. And I also found a website called wiserwomen.org. And I thought this was really interesting. And typically when you have a .org, it means it's a nonprofit. So wiserwomen.org. And what that stands for, Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. And what I want to start with is they had the top 5 retirement challenges for women based on earnings. Listen to this. Approximately 2 out of 5 working women earn less than $30,000 per year. And there's all kinds of census studies, Department of Labor studies, different surveys where they receive these numbers and these statistics. So it's on their website if you want to find the backup for that. But again, it's the wiserwomen.org. So approximately 2 out of 5 women working earn less than $30,000 per year. Approximately 3 out of 5 working women earn less than $40,000 per year. Of the 62 million wage and salaried women between age 21 and 64 working in the U.S., 45% participated in a retirement plan. So just 45% of the salaried and wage working women aged 21 to 64 participated in a retirement plan. 62 million, only 45% participated in a retirement plan. I hope I can alert women as to why that's a problem. Across all employer retirement plans, men tend to have higher average account balances. The gap gets wider with age. Women who are 70 plus years have less than half the balance of men the same age. Well, that kind of makes sense based on those other statistics that women make so much less. And it's not just that they make less per hour in a particular position. It's that sometimes I think they're making less because of the positions they're taking and that they may not excel into management or higher earning roles. Number five, women's earnings average 79 cents for every dollar earned by men, a lifetime loss of over $300,000, and that must be based on some number. So all the statistics are there, ladies, and men who are listening, you can share this with your lovely partners, if you have them, or mothers or daughters or sisters or nieces. This is all valuable information and information that they should pay attention to when they're looking for jobs and considering employment at different places. So let's talk about five money myths that get smart women in trouble. And then I'm going to go back and circle back why we have to pay attention to some of these things. Some of the financial planning considerations. So myth number one, the majority of women are now part of the paid labor force, so they will be better off in retirement than current women retirees. So that myth is, oh yeah, it's different nowadays. Women are working and they didn't used to. The facts are elderly women are twice as likely to live in poverty as men, and experts do not predict much change in the future because women earn less than men and have less to save. Caregiving responsibilities make women more likely to leave jobs or work part-time and forfeit pension benefits as a result. And women are more likely to work in occupational sectors such as the service industry, where pension benefits are less common. To overcome these challenges, women need to make a retirement savings plan early in life and stick to it. Stay at jobs long enough to earn retirement benefits and seek out jobs with better benefits when possible. I'm just going to make a comment on that. So this is all about what women need to do. But if employers learn to be more flexible with women, we could also probably have the same earnings potential as well. Some of these challenges, as they said, were that women are sometimes the caregivers. So flexible hours may allow women to be able to maintain their positions, their skills, their earning power, their promotional possibilities, if there were some flexibility. So when, ladies, you're applying for positions, it might be important for you to make sure that you're working for employers that allow you the flexibility that you may need should you still have those caregiving roles without having to sacrifice your future career opportunities. Myth number two, you need to have a lot of money before you can start investing. Facts, many investment companies offer low-cost mutual fund accounts that can be opened with small deposits, some as low as only $50. The federal government makes it very simple to buy I-bonds, which pay interest rates based on inflation, online, and with automatic deductions from your checking or savings account. This, again, is, by the way, from this website, wiserwomen.org. So these are not my comments. This is what I am reading from there. So I just want to mention that as well. But we do know that any money invested over time, if you know you do the proper asset allocation, rebalancing, look at your risk tolerance, all of those general items you want to pay attention to when you're investing. But over time, what you're looking for and hoping for is the effect of compounding on your money. So the sooner you start to save, the more likely you are to get the benefits, reap the benefits from that compounding over time. Myth three, if your husband has health and pension plans, you don't need to worry about your own health and pension plans. Facts, women who rely on husband's retirement or health plan can end up in trouble if they divorce or if the husband dies. Remember that 80% of men die married and 80% of women die single. Women have a very high chance of spending some part of their later lives living alone. Also, relying on just one benefit is not likely to produce enough income to maintain your standard of living after retirement. Couples with two retirement plans have a cushion if one plan loses money or performs poorly over time. Finally, companies can change retirement plans at any time. While you can't lose benefits you already earned, future benefits can change dramatically. Counting on a husband's retirement plan can be devastating if changes are made to that plan to reduce benefits. I'll talk about a couple other myths, and then we're going to talk about some of the financial planning considerations that women should consider in light of all of these myths and information. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And you are listening to WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station, your source for NPR news, public affairs, and a great mix of hand-picked music. Lehigh Valley weather, current conditions, 67 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Tonight, isolated showers, lows around 51. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs around 77. Friday and Saturday, chance of showers with highs each day in the upper 60s. And the sun returns on Sunday with highs around 60 degrees. The time is now 6:31. Now back to your financial choices with our host, Lori Siebert.
Thank you, Jeff. Folks, we are talking about financial planning considerations for women. I'm just kind of setting the stage as to why women may have to pay closer attention to their own financial planning than we may have in the past. First of all, I think everyone should be engaged, whether you're a female or a male. So I certainly hope if I have male listeners tonight, I'm not ostracizing you in any way, because I think it's good for all of us to plan, pay attention, make the right decisions and such. It's just in particular for some women, it might be a little bit harder for us in some circumstances, in some cases. And I describe some of those reasons where sometimes we're the caregivers, we're out having babies. You know, I myself have had three children, and I worked part-time while having them. And one of the reasons I continued to work part-time was my mother had said that we should always work, no matter what, in case anything happens. So my mother was born in 1930, had married a man, had six children, and my parents had a hardware store. And my mother went to work in the hardware store, probably to make sure my dad was doing everything right. And so did five of the six siblings in my family. And she had always thought it was very important that the girls, my sister and I, worked, and that we continued to work. So when I was married and pregnant for the first time, my mom said, Lori-Ann, just make sure that you always work, because you never know if something could happen. You want to make sure that you have something to fall back on. And it was really great advice. And one of the things I think I learned also growing up in a household where my mother worked, she was there, she was available for us. And of course, she was with my brothers and my sister when they were at the store working. I myself was off working all the time, so I wasn't home either from a young age. But one of the things I did learn was my mother was an independent, powerful woman. And that helped frame who I was as well. So it gave me that empowerment that we're talking about getting at the Women's Summit. It just is very, very important. And back to statistics saying, oh, well, women know that nowadays. Not always. It depends on how you yourself were raised as well. So let's talk about, oh, one other thing I had wanted to mention. I also got a press release from the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue, and I thought this might be important for women, men, anyone, but still relevant to the show where we talk about empowering people and making good financial considerations. The Pennsylvania Treasury is teaming up with Lehigh University to host a small business initiative event on May 19th. And I thought this sounded really, really interesting. It said Lehigh Valley businesses can learn about key issues from business experts, including keynote speaker William Hindle, president of Hindle Power. And the PA Treasury is holding the Small Business Initiative at Lehigh University's College of Business and Economics. The event will include a series of workshops that focus on key issues that face small businesses, including health and insurance, corporate structure and governance, finance and revenue, and legal and intellectual property. I just thought this could be really great for some small businesses, and I don't think they indicate what is small and what is not, but, you know, in certain sites, small businesses are anything under, you know, 10 million, and other places, a small business might be you're just starting. So I think it's really open to anyone. But there is a registration through the PA Treasury, and it's at patreasury.gov/SBI. And that SBI stands for Small Business Initiative. So they are trying to get the word out about that. The first, if you register by tonight, the first 40 small businesses who register get free registration. I don't know what the registration fee is if you don't get in as the first 40, but I think it just looks like a great event, and I think it's nice that Lehigh University is hosting it and coming together with the PA Treasury to offer some guidance and support for small businesses. So that is out there. Again, if you want more information, it's at patreasury.gov/SBI. So I let them know that I would mention that, and there you go. I'm all about public service tonight on our public radio station, community public radio station, where we support our community and all that it entails. So talking about financial planning considerations for women, if you are someone who is thinking about doing a small business, that is the type of event that you could attend. The Women's Summit is the type of event you could attend to kind of see what the landscape is. What are your options? What might you not know that you need to pay attention to? I did a show on that last week. What you don't know might hurt you. So you always want to kind of do your research, get the lay of the land, make sure you're making smart business decisions, and be proactive on it, not reactive, and set yourself up the proper way. Speaking of other myths with women, if your company has a pension plan, you will automatically receive a benefit. Facts: employers do not have to cover every employee in the pension plan. Check to see if your job category is covered in the plan and that you are a member of the plan. Also, plans require that you work for a specified amount of time before you earn benefits. Some plans require as little as 3 years, many require 5 years, some 10. Be sure you know how your plan works. So that's in reference to a pension plan. Same things may apply to a 401k. They talk about vesting and are you vested? So sometimes what happens, maybe you're eligible for a 401k and you start contributing to it and your employer matches it and you think this is great. And then after a year you leave and you think you're going to get your employer's match as well. Sometimes that's not the case. There might be a vesting schedule on the employer match. Certain plans, you will get the employer match if it's, for example, a safe harbor plan. So you want to make sure that when you're getting hired at a new position, if your company has an employer plan or employee benefits, you want to review what those are. My preference is that you review the employee benefits before you accept the job. So you go in, you interview for a job, you get an offer. You say, this is wonderful. May I please have a review of the employee benefits as well? And you want to make sure you understand what the employee benefits are, because you may need to compare that to another company where you could be getting offered a job. And you want to make sure in the end, all of the benefits add up. It's not just your salary. It's 401k matching. It could be healthcare, you know, how much is being held provided in healthcare, because that's where you also can make a difference in your own future and net worth and all of that, depending on how much money you're having to put out or how much in benefits you're receiving. So that's all part of any kind of compensation structure you want to make sure you're looking at. Myth five, the Medicare program will take care of my long-term care needs. A lot of people think that Medicare is going to cover long-term care. Facts. Many women are surprised to find out that Medicare doesn't cover long-term care costs, nursing home or home health care costs if they become disabled and unable to care for themselves. Medicaid pays for nursing home care in many cases, but usually you must spend down all of your resources and be impoverished before you're eligible. Women should make a retirement plan that includes a plan for paying for long-term care through a combination of assets and insurance. Again, sometimes, and this is this information that I found, you may not need to pay for long-term care. You may be able to self-insure. But what you need to do is have a plan that how are you going to cover these costs in your retirement. It may be through purchasing long-term care. It may be through self-insuring. So what I want to do now is, after talking about some of that information, I want to talk about some financial strategies that women must understand and know, and also 5 money mistakes that women should avoid. And I also got this, I believe, off that website. Debt, we want to avoid debt. Learn to live below your means. If you don't have cash to pay back your credit card spending, then do not charge it unless it is a real emergency. You want to avoid late fees that will lower your credit score. If you cannot make payments on time, call the company and explain why not. Sometimes they will be willing to waive the late fee and work out a payment schedule. Number 2, spending money on the kids and grandkids and not saving. Put your savings first. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this happen with clients where they are just beside themselves with wanting to give so much to their children and grandchildren, they don't even realize they're sacrificing their own retirement. And sometimes I wonder if it comes from a position that they think, well, I'm old now and I'm not going to last that long. And then, whoops, they continue to live for another 15 or 20 years. So you want to be careful how much you're spending on the kids and grandkids. You know, if you don't have to give it all to them now. If you pass away, you can give it to them in your will or through your beneficiary designation. So just be careful how much you're spending, because you don't realize how long your money might have to last or what it's going to pay for in your future. Number 3, not getting involved in managing the family's finances. This is something that I strongly encourage, whether you're a male or female, to make sure you're involved in the family's finances. Sometimes we have the financial spouse is the wife. Sometimes the financial spouse is the husband. I think there's a presumption that it's usually the man. That's not the case. In many cases, we have women who are really the financial, managing the finances. Sometimes they're managing the details of writing the checks, paying the bills, knowing how much different things cost. Maybe the men are managing the investments or vice versa, or one's doing all or the other. So whether you're any position in the partnership, marriage, whatever you have, make sure that you're both having conversations and review over the financial planning and decision-making in the family together. Because if you don't have buy-in from both parties, you won't necessarily be as successful. Doing it together, you in a collaborative way, you have a better chance of being successful. Mistakes women should avoid. One says spending your tax refund. Many people treat their tax refund like a windfall that they can use to splurge on things that they may not actually need. Instead, try thinking of your refund as an easy way to give you your savings, emergency fund, or retirement accounts a boost. I've had clients tell me that they use their refund to pay their real estate taxes. So I think that also is a good way to do it. And I personally don't think there's anything wrong with people having refunds. I know that many accountants will say, why do you want the IRS to have your money? Don't give it to them. Pay as little as you can, or just owe zero at the end of the year. Well, that is fine if you are a saver. And I would say the percentage of people who are savers is smaller than the people who aren't. So if this is a way to save for you and it works, just use that refund for efficient things like, you know, paying your real estate tax or making your IRA contribution for the year, different things like that. Five was not realizing that you may end up living on your own someday. So that's part of the planning too, folks. All of these considerations. You want to watch your debt, how you're spending your money, and how you're saving your money, and how long you're going to live. So when we come back, we're going to take the last 15 minutes to talk about some financial strategies that you must understand, why it's important to pay attention always, and if you have questions, we still have plenty of time, and we can take them live on air or off air. Just give your question to Lori C., and she'll write it down and bring it into the studio. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station.
Thanks, Jeff. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert. We are talking about financial planning considerations for women, plus doing some other things tonight. If you've been listening the whole time, I do want to give another plug for the Lehigh Valley Women's Summit at Cedar Crest College on June 7th. For more information, www.lehighvalleywomen.com, lehighvalleywomen.com. And that event is June 7th, 2016. It's an almost all-day event at Cedar Crest College. And I also want to mention, if you are a small business and interested in attending an event at Lehigh University College of Business and Economics, May 19th, 2016, the PA Treasury is holding a small business initiative in conjunction with Lehigh University. And information for that event is patreasury.gov/SBI for Small Business Initiative. So some of the strategies that women need, let me mention the phone number 610-758-8810. If you want to quick squeeze in some questions in this last quarter of the hour, 610-758-8810. What I want to kind of especially point out. First of all, if you're a non-working spouse, understand how that may impact you in the event of divorce or premature death of the working spouse. This is why we have to pay attention. I talked with a young couple today. Hey, let me tell you too, I want to give cheers out to a bunch of young couples that I've been talking to in the past. Well, not just young couples, young individuals. Like, and I'm talking 28 and 30. They are, have what I've been seeing is if this age group comes on board, they're all going to be super rich because this group are great savers. None of them had debt, and they all want to know what steps they can take to be prepared financially for their future. And I am talking people, young people, 28 and 30, who have sometimes what I'm seeing more in retirement accounts than I see people in their 50s have. It's just amazing. So something with that age group, I would really love to see a study. And I don't know what generation the 28 and 30 year olds are. Are they Generation Z or Z.2? I don't know. But it's just, I'm seeing some really good, strong financial planning considerations that they're doing. But what women who are non-working spouses have to understand is that at any time you may have a working spouse who, you know, decides to divorce you. And if you are not involved in your financial life, your financial decision making, and oh, he'll take care of it, just not a good idea. And that goes the same for men who may have the wife may be the working spouse. So you need to understand how you would be impacted. When I talked with these couples, I talked about the 6 financial planning elements, which I think is the easiest way for any of us to remember what we have to pay attention to and how it impacts other pieces of our life. And those 6 pieces of your financial planning, those elements, are your cash flow, your investments, your taxes, your retirement planning, your risk management, and your estate planning. So any of us right now listening, you have to say, have I paid attention to those 6 elements of my financial planning life? Cash flow. If I am a non-working spouse and I don't have, you know, means to manage and the working spouse decides to divorce me, what's my cash flow going to look like? It's not going to look so good. So maybe it might be time to make sure, how am I going to be taken care of if something happens? Well, we want to make sure then that as a couple, we are making decisions to save so that we have emergency reserves, so that we have monies that we need to tap in the event of an emergency, or for a longer period of time. Do we have investments that we can tap that are beyond our emergency reserves but aren't part of our retirement monies? Because if we have to tap money in our retirement accounts, it's all going to be income taxable, other than like Roth IRAs, income taxable. And if we're under age 59 and a half, there's going to be a 10% penalty. So it behooves us to pay attention to our financial lives to make sure that we're saving for any number of different events. We did have a call, and I'm going to it's off air. Joanne from Easton called, and she said her mother is moving from New York to Pennsylvania. What financial considerations? She's 83 years old, assisted living needs now, will be selling home, has 401k and pension from father, Social Security income, what to do with her finances. And she's currently taking a minimum distribution. Joanne, there's a lot of information here. And there are some things that your mother will want to consider. One of the most important things I would probably do right now is think about whether you should go seek some guidance on assisted living. Sometimes there are care providers, different organizations in the area. Maybe there's like a Lehigh County area of agency on aging. Or an attorney, or really caregivers, organizations, I think like Senior Solutions, not to plug just particular Senior Solutions, but that's one of them, that type of organization, that can help place someone in assisted living and make sure that their needs are going to be met, and whether or not it makes sense to move into a facility that may take her beyond just assisted care but into nursing care. Moving from New York to Pennsylvania, one of the things you'll find is that your mother's retirement accounts aren't going to be income taxable to Pennsylvania. Retirement accounts aren't taxable in Pennsylvania, so that'll be a little win for mom. Neither her 401k or pension would be taxable here. And Social Security income is not taxable. So from a state income tax standpoint, she'll be in a better position here. For federal, you're going to have the same issues. So I think that when you're looking at some of her considerations, that's kind of where you want to go to see if she's in a position where she needs to move from assisted living to possibly nursing care, and you want to make sure you kind of place her in the right facility probably sooner than later, because there may be advantages to doing that. And if there's a chance that mom would run out of assets, you might want to seek an elder care attorney sooner than later. And lastly, you might want to review estate planning issues, beneficiary designations, primary beneficiaries, contingent beneficiaries, and what else was I going to say? Your will, her will. You might want to make sure you update a will and power of attorney. Pennsylvania, she will be subject to inheritance tax if her estate will be if she's a resident here. So there are some elder care issues you may want to address as well. Be careful about gifting away all of her money and that kind of thing if you think she may need nursing care. You want to tread very carefully on that. You don't want to run into any kind of like fraud. So seek out counsel on that if it's going to go that direction. Okay, but congratulations on getting your mom here. That's wonderful. If she'll be near you. I wish my mom was near me. She's in Michigan. So some of those financial considerations, folks, you want to make sure that you are paying attention to the cash flow that you're going to need. So in this case, mom had dad's probably a pension or 401k that she inherited. That is great when someone has, not great, but if someone passes away and you're still married and typically and traditionally, you know, things go to the surviving spouse. When you're married and you go through a divorce, you don't necessarily get everything or anything or half. It depends. It all depends on how long you were married, your means are to kind of provide for yourself in a divorce. So you want to be careful. Make sure that you're making good decisions together and empowering each other in saving for the future, come what may type of planning. You also want to make sure you understand what you're signing as far as tax returns, pension elections, beneficiary designations, wills, and powers of attorney. So young couples, older couples, when you are signing the tax returns and your spouse says, here, just sign, you don't need to look at it, you want to understand it, it's complicated. Well, that's especially when I would want to look at it. Pension elections, a pension, if a spouse is retiring and they go to make a pension election and they want to choose a single life, meaning I'm going to take out this higher amount for my life, and when I die, a single life pension says nothing to the survivor. Well, a spouse would have to sign off on that kind of an election. So you want to be especially careful if a spouse is putting a piece of paper in front of you saying, here, sign off. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to make more money. That all sounds good, but you have to understand the impact to yourself. If you sign off, maybe your husband's the spender, or maybe your wife is the spender, and they're wanting you to sign off on a single life pension election. Well, if something happens to them and they're gone, you're left with nothing. And that could have been a pension that they had earned over 30 years of work, and maybe they retire, they get their pension for 1 month, and if it was a single life election, it's done. So you want to be very careful about what you're signing. And beneficiary designations, the same. IRAs, 401ks, you want to make sure that you're doing that together. And typically what I see, though, with spouses, you do each other, and then contingents could be, you know, any number of people. But you also want to make sure you do the contingents. Wills and powers of attorney, usually you want to, you know, be in together with that. Quite often attorneys will meet with the couple, you know, ask you all kinds of questions. And we have mirror documents where the husband's will look pretty much like the wife's will, except the change in names. And same thing with the powers of attorney and other such documents. If you're not doing it together, there may be a reason why your spouse isn't in those meetings with you. So you want to be careful of that. And they don't have to be the same. Your documents don't have to be the same. I'm just saying from your perspective, you just want to kind of be informed, make sure you understand what the financial planning considerations are that you as a couple are making, because chances are statistically the women outlive the men, and you want to make sure that when we're doing financial planning, it's not just for the shorter life expectancy, it's for both your life expectancy. Worrying is not planning. So what I often hear from people, especially women, is they worry. A lot of women, there's, you know, quotes out there that say women worry about becoming a bag lady. Well, worrying is not planning. So stop worrying and start doing. A failure to plan is a plan to fail. I heard that on a website. I don't know if it's a quote by someone famous. I don't know. I saw that somewhere, and it really struck a chord with me, and it's really put like a fire under me for myself for doing different things and having goals and objectives. So a failure to plan is a plan to fail. So I think the best thing that we as women in particular can do is not worry about what's happening or how we're going to be or how long we're going to live or how we're going to afford it. It's about taking charge, planning, be empowered. And if you were listening to the top of the show, one of the ways to become empowered is to join us at the Lehigh Valley Women's Summit, June 7th, 2016 at Cedar Crest College. And you can find more information about that at Lehigh